Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl is going to give a rhyming ode to our 43rd president and our listener Limerick Challenge. That's coming up next. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Shirley, the State Department's internal communication system was nearly destroyed this week when one diplomat too many did what?
I don't know what the message was, but they replied all.
Yes, our entire diplomatic apparatus was brought down when too many people hit reply all. A blank email was sent around to the State Department's general distribution list. Several recipients got upset, said, take me off this list. They pressed reply all, so it happened. And then other people started sending out reply all messages that said, stop hitting reply all. And the next thing you know, we're at war with Canada. It ended when another all-staff note was sent out by Undersecretary of State for Management Patrick Kennedy, or as he would be known in any other organization, Pat from IT. The note says, in effect, anyone hitting reply all, quote, will be subject to disciplinary actions, unquote. That really upset Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. She was hoping to end her tenure with a hilarious list of funny things real grammar school kids said in their essays. Paula, a new study says, in addition to perking you up and helping you start your day, drinking coffee can also do what?
A new study says that coffee can also make you have to wash a cup.
No. It's like, you know, tune in, drop out, room for cream.
Make you quote Tim Leary? What an odd
sort of,
beverage.
Yeah, you got the reference, yeah. It has some of the same effects. Tim Leary would like it because coffee can make you do what?
Hallucinate?
Yes. Yeah. Hallucinate. Drinking coffee can make you see and hear things that aren't there. The study at Durham University in the UK asked student volunteers to keep track of how much coffee they drank and also, how often do you suffer hallucinations? And the heavy caffeine users were found to have 3 times the likelihood of seeing things. This explains, I guess, why Joan of Arc was always stopping battles to pick up another venti latte. But here's the thing we don't understand about this study. You ask a bunch of college students about how many hallucinations they're having.
Yeah.
You separate them into 2 groups, one having a lot and one having just a few, you know, just the occasional floating elephant between classes. And you blame the coffee?
Is so wacky.
You know,
that's totally wacky.
Because you know, like the student volunteers are going, oh yeah, no, I just had some coffee.
Yeah, I haven't done anything else.
I just had some coffee. I had a lot of coffee. That's all.
Yeah.
Amy, we have great news. Neuroscientists said this week that they have made discoveries that might lead to a vaccine that could prevent people from doing what?
Pulling down their trousers and robbing convenience stores, because that seems to happen every week.
Where do you live, Amy?
Because
here it's too cold for that.
No. Okay, a vaccine to prevent...
Well, wise men say fools will no longer do this if they receive the shot.
Fall in love?
Right. The latest issue of the journal Nature contains research on a real-life love potion. It hints at the potential for a love vaccine.
Please tell me there were 8 previous ones.
One would hope. Scientists studied... Scientists studied hormones in prairie voles. Those are hormones that are also shared in humans. And they believe they've...
Wait. We have some sort of romantic thing similar to prairie voles?
I know. I do. They are so super cute.
Aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. They, like, pop up. They're so cute.
Prairie voles tend to be, like humans, monogamous. They tend to attach for life. And it turns out they have a lot of the same hormones in their brains that we do. And scientists think they've isolated the hormones that are connected to their matching and mating. Neuroscientist Larry Young says he now has enough information to create, theoretically, a love potion. In fact, the issue of Nature features a photo of Mr. Young and his new bride-to-be, Petunia, a fetching prairie vole. But New York Times columnist John Tierney had a better idea. He asked Dr. Young what would happen if you suppress those love chemicals in prairie voles, creating, if you will, an anti-love potion. The answer is, you get voles that sleep around and never bond long-term with a mate, the so-called Duchovny voles.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be great? If I could give you a potion that you would, like, make you immune to the...
Well, who would want to be vaccinated against that?
Really? You don't think a lot of people after a bad breakup.
I was going to say, a lot of drunk college sophomores would do it and then regret it the next day.
Or just people that want to get stuff done.